Welcome to Tech Talk with David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za. A few years ago, if you needed a new TV and you could afford it, you bought a Sony. Japanese was where it was at. That all moved to Korea of late, with Samsung leading the pack. Recently, Chinese screens have made their presence known with the likes of the excellent Skyworths at excellent price points. I recently reviewed a Sony 65-inch TV to test. First question, is it worth the 30,000 Rand price tag? The short answer is yes. Now let me tell you why. Flat panels have been the thing for some time now. From a design perspective, the screens are getting blade thin and elegant with smaller bezels. How does the Sony square up there? Well, right near the front of the pack. Good-looking, minimalistic design at its best. Even the sometimes annoying LEDs that tell you whether it's on or off can be switched off on this model. Easy controls and an easy enough remote control that balances functionality with reasonable looks, great texture, and ease of use. Relatively speaking, that is. Voice control is there too, with a mic that can be switched off with a real switch for those who are paranoid. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't out to get you. Now, the operating system and app store is a make or break on today's TV systems. While Sony didn't build an app store, they bolted on the Google Play Store. Yes, an Apple TV is built in too. Nice. The new Google TV system is definitely the way to go, and other manufacturers should pay attention. The screen quality is right up there with the best 4K OLEDs. So absolutely no qualms there. Leading quality image and color calibration. Fine detail is superb. Motion is as good as it gets. Connectivity is great, wired and wireless with all of the usual ports, and auto setup was effective. I wouldn't have bothered with this review if there wasn't a killer feature, and there is. You see, all flat panel screens have a native Achilles heel compared to the cube TVs of yore. No matter where they try and put the decent speakers, most end up with speakers behind the screen attempting to direct sound forward towards you. The trouble is, one wants the person speaking on the screen to be the source of the sound. And as the screens get bigger and bigger and bigger, the problem drifts further apart and is more present. Most of us end up mounting a sound bar underneath the TV to help, but this too results in offset sound. Sony was brilliant here. The screen itself has an actuator, causing the screen to produce sound by vibrating at the correct frequencies, making the sound come from the actual screen, much like a planar speaker would. And no, the vibrations are not visible at all. You don't see the screen moving. It works, it's brilliant, and you can use the screen as a center speaker in a surround sound setup. It's genius. I had it on test with a Sonos soundbar, and they worked in collaboration well together, and I love it. This alone is a good enough reason to make Sony's 30,000 Rand foray back to the front of the pack worth it. If you can afford it and you need a new screen, go for the Sony XR65A80J. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most of the social media channels. And if you want to listen to this or other shows again, go to the podcasts at fmr.co.za.